Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. We thank you for your help you have sent into our lives. Thank you for breakthroughs we have experienced. Thank you, Lord, for great deliverances your mighty hand has performed in our lives. Thank you for frustrating the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you, Lord, for controlling the affairs of our lives to align with your will and purposes for us. Be magnified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the authority in your word that is working in our lives, even the authority in your name producing great results unto us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for strengthening us to achieve great success, great victories, and great possibilities, things we would not have achieved by our own strength. You have enabled us to achieve and attain them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence and power in this ministry. We thank you for doors you have opened for us. We thank you for how you do miracles among us. We thank you for how you answer our prayers, for we trust you and you helped us. We trusted you. You helped us. Thank you, Father. You proved to us and you have proven to us in so many ways that you are faithful and dependable. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our loved ones, our family members, our siblings, our relatives. We thank you because your hand of protection is upon them all. We thank you because you have not allowed the enemy to succeed over anyone close to us. You have kept everyone in our lives in perfect peace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We also thank you for great things you have in store for us. We are not confused. We are not deceived. We are so sure, without a doubt, that you have reserved for us a beautiful, wonderful, and glorious future. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for great things you have in store for us. And we thank you because you would take us into that beautiful future. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we also acknowledge that you have been helping us and blessing us through prayer sessions and programs we do on this platform. Lord, we ask that Once again, you help us as we seek your face tonight. As we seek your face this hour, we ask, O God, that you help us again. Visit us again. Do mighty works in our lives, even beyond what we can imagine, beyond what we expect, beyond what we have ever received from you before. O Lord, do great works in our lives. Answer our prayers from heaven. Touch us from heaven. Bless us from heaven. Glorify yourself in our lives. Magnify yourself in our lives. Change our situations. Give us breakthroughs. As we pray tonight, O Lord, let us receive great interventions from you. And let us not live here the way we have come. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do wonders. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I trust him for your life. We are going to start with worship songs, and thereafter we will go into the prayer point. Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto God. Amen. Glory, honor, glory, honor, power, majesty be unto God. Amen. We love thee, Lord. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are God. We love you, Lord. We love thee, Lord. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are our God. We love you forever. We love thee, Lord. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are God. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh. 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 Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, Hosanna, sing Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, Hosanna, be lifted higher, higher, be lifted higher. Oh, be lifted higher, Lord Jesus, higher, be lifted higher, be lifted higher, King of glory, higher, be lifted higher in our lives, in our situations, be lifted higher, Jesus Christ, higher, be lifted higher. Let our King, let our King be lifted up. Let our King, let our King be lifted up. Let Jesus, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, Glorious God, you're beautiful, beautiful King, you're excellent, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Yes, we bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. Every high will say, how great is our God. How great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, every eye will see how great is our God. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. King of the universe, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Do you believe it? Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. Dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are, in your dwelling place forever, in your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. Dwelling in your presence. Dwelling in your presence. feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, surrounded by your glory. In your praises, that is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory. Oh Lord, in your presence, that is where I always want to be. I just want to be. Oh Lord, I just want to be with you. Holiness. Holiness is what I long for. Holiness, holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. And for me, holiness is what I long for. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness is what I need. Oh, holiness. Holiness is what you want from me. And for me, take my life. Take my life and mold it. Take my will. Conform it. Take my mind. Transform it. To yours. To yours. Oh Lord. Holiness is what I long for. Holiness. Holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. And for me, and for me, take my life. Take my life and mold it, and mold it. Take my mind, take my mind, transform it, transform it. Take my will, take my will, conform it, conform it to yours. To yours, O Lord. How we need the river, how we need the rain, how we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, shower down your grace. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. How we need the rain. Living waters flow through us again. We pray, Lord Jesus, shower down your glory. Lord Jesus, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Right now, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory, King of glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Fill this place with your power. Shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Begin to worship Him. Praise Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. Exalt Him. Worship His majesty. Ancient of Days will worship You. Mighty God. Mighty healer, mighty savior, mighty redeemer, mighty deliverer. Jesus, we worship You. Lamb of God, we worship You. Most High God, we worship You. Root of Jesse, we worship You. Lord of hosts, we worship You. Mighty man in battles, we worship You. The God of heaven and the earth, we praise You. The rock, our fortress. The rock, our defense. The rock of Israel. The rock of ages. Jesus, we worship You. We praise You. We adore You. We magnify You. We glorify You. We celebrate You. We honor You. We worship You. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. You are Alpha and Omega. You are beginning and the ending. You are the first and the last. The King of kings. The Lord of lords. The God of Israel. The God of gods. You are highly exalted. Far above powers, far above thrones, far above kingdoms, far above principalities and rulers of darkness and government systems of this world and far above spiritual wickedness in high places. You are highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. Your name is above all names. Your glory is above all. Your dominion is above all. Your strength is above all. Your authority is above all. We worship You, Lord Jesus. It is You who speak and it comes to pass. You open doors and no one can shut them. You close doors and no one can open. We worship You, Lord Jesus. We praise You. You are Father. You are healer. You are helper. You are our help. We worship you, Jesus. You're so faithful, so merciful, so gracious, so kind, so loving. Thank you for everything. We are so grateful for all that you have given to us for free, for all that you are still giving to us. We worship you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are the anointing. You are the anointed one. We worship you, Jesus. You live in us. You live through us. We worship you, Jesus. You make all things possible, even impossible things. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence again. If you will pray with faith, your God is faithful. If you will believe in him, your God is faithful. If you will trust him, you will see that your God is faithful. I want us to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for great things you have in store for me. Thank you for great things you have in store for my life. Great things you have in store for my calling, for my destiny. Begin to say, Father, thank you for great things you have in store for me. For you will help me. For I know that you will take care of me. For I know that you are faithful. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Lord, thank you for great things you have reserved for my life. Great things you have prepared for my life. Great things you have determined and declared and decreed for my life. Thank you, Lord, for great things you have ordained for my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for I shall not seek you in vain, for you are a faithful God. Thank you, Lord, for great and mighty things you have in store for me. Signs and wonders you have in store for me. Healing and health you have in store for me. Deliverance and breakthroughs you have in store for me. Victories and elevation you have in store for me. Thank you for great things you have in store for me. I am fully persuaded that you have reserved great things for my life, great things for my calling, great things for my marriage, great things for my home, great things for my career, great things for my business, for my ministry, great things you have reserved for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, El Elyon. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand And you're going to declare the Lord's praise. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to declare the Lord's praise. You're going to say, O God of Israel, God of heaven and the earth, I praise you, for you are the Lord. I praise you, for you are the Almighty God. I praise you, for you are greater than all. I praise you, for you are higher than all. I praise you, and I will praise you forever. Begin to declare his praise. Begin to declare his praise. Say, O God of Israel, God of heaven and the earth, Most High God, I praise you, for you alone is the Lord. Beside you, there is no other. Above you, there is no other. You are higher than the heavens. You are higher than the earth. You are greater than all. You are mightier than all. You are the one who was and is to come. You are the Almighty God. You create what you need. You are self-sufficient. You are all-sufficient. You are the Almighty God. Begin to declare his praise. Begin to declare his praise. You are the Almighty God. You are enthroned above the cherubims. You ride on the wings of the cherubims. You are the Most High God. 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 In every situation, you are the Most High. In thick darkness, you are the highest. In the depths of hell, you are the highest. In the depths of death, you are the highest. You control times and seasons. You control every realm. You are the Most High God. We worship you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Thank you for who you are. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Arise, O God, from the mist of my life, and reveal, manifest the greatness of you. Place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Arise, O God, from the mist of my life. Reveal the greatness of you. Manifest the greatness of you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Arise, O God. Arise, O God, from the midst of my life. From the midst of my life. And reveal the greatness of you. Reveal the greatness of you. Reveal the greatness of your power. Reveal the greatness of your strength. Reveal the greatness of your dominion. Reveal the greatness of your authority. Show the darkness that you alone is the Lord. Show the devil that you alone is the Lord. Show the kingdoms of hell. Show the kingdoms of darkness that you alone is the Lord. Arise, O God, from the midst of my life. Reveal the greatness of who you are. Manifest your greatness, the greatness of your power, the greatness of your strength, the greatness of your name, the greatness of your dominion, the greatness of your authority. Arise, arise, King of glory, arise, Lord of hosts, arise, Most High God, arise from the midst of my body, from the midst of my soul, from the midst of my spirit, from the midst of my environment, from the midst of my life. Thank you, Lord. Arise, O God, reveal the greatness of you. Manifest the greatness of you. Manifest the greatness of you. Manifest the greatness of you. Thank you, Lord. Manifest the greatness of you. Let the darkness know who you are. Let the darkness know who you are. Arise from the midst of my life. Manifest the greatness of you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you need to understand that God is in the midst of everything He created. In fact, He is the one holding them together. God is in the midst of everything He created, and He's the one holding them together. Now, science told us that the smallest particle of an element is an atom. Medical science also tell us, or health science, they tell us that the smallest part of your body is your cell. Yeah, but in the midst of a cell is God. In the midst of an atom, I mean, the smallest thing you can, even the microscopic elements, meaning that things that you can only see them through microscope, in the midst of those things, I mean, even in the midst of microorganisms, those organisms that cause disease, God is there. So God is the one holding everything together. He's in the midst of everything He created. So He is not just in the heavens. He's in the midst of all things. He holds them together. He decides what lives and what dies. He decides what stays in a place and what should not stay there. So you're going to pray. You need the revelation of God that is in the midst of His creatures, for by that you'll be able to know where God is in your life, where God is in your cell, in the cells of your body. You'll be able to know where God is in the situations of your life, even the darkest situation. You'll be able to know where He is if you can have the revelation of God in the midst of His creatures. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the revelation of who You are and where You are in the midst of the earth. The revelation of Your presence in the midst of everything You created. Lord, give me that revelation of You. Give me that revelation of You. Where You are in the midst of the earth. What You are in the midst of the earth. Who You are in the midst of everything You created. In the midst of time. In the midst of seconds. Who You are. What You are. Where You are in the midst of everything you created, Lord, show me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Even if you don't understand this prayer point, just pray. As we continue, you will understand. Say, Lord, give me revelation of who you are. In the midst of all things you have created, give me a revelation of where you are. In the midst of everything you have created, give me a revelation of what you are. In the midst of everything you have created, oh Lord, show me the depths of these mysteries. In the name of Jesus, give me understanding of this mystery. Give me understanding of this mystery. Give me understanding of this mystery. In the name of Jesus, the revelation of who you are, even in the thickest darkness, the revelation of where you are, what you are, even in the depths of hell, even in the depths of death, even in the depths of sickness, disease, pains, sorrow, troubles, the revelation of who you are, where you are, what you are, in the midst of everything you created. The Lord, show me. For your information, you need to understand that it is God who created darkness. It is God who created all things, including the agents of darkness, including Satan and demons, everything. He is the one that created them all, including problems. He's the one that created them all. And he's the one who decides when they live and when they stay. He's the one who decides how they end. Talk to God. Say, Lord, show me the revelation of who you are and where you are in the midst of everything you have created. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. God wants to appear to you, even in the most irrelevant things to you. God wants to appear to you, even in those things that you don't feel God is there. Yeah, even in the most common things to you, God wants to appear to you. So you don't need to go up. You don't need an angel to just appear in your room and then say, Son of Man, let's go into heaven and let me show you the wonders of God. You don't need that. Yeah. You don't always need that, or you won't always need that. Yeah, God wants to appear to you in the midst of those even tiny little things that looks irrelevant to you. That looks like, what can God show me from this? God has a lot to show you from many things around you, from many situations around you, including the situations you think is irritating, including situations you think is sorrowful, painful. God wants to show you a lot. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I am willing to learn you in the midst of everything in my life. You're going to say, Father, I am willing to learn you in the midst of everything happening in my life, in the midst of everything that surrounds my life, situations, events, whether positive, whether negative, the Lord, I am willing to lend you. Appear to me. The Lord, appear to me. I want to lend you in the midst of everything in my life. In the midst of everything in my life. Lord, appear to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lord, I want to lend you. I want to lend you in the midst of everything in my life, in the midst of every element in my life, in the midst of every situation, events in my life. Oh Lord, appear to me. Appear to me in the name of Jesus. Manifest to me through everything that is going on in my life, whether pleasant or unpleasant. Oh Lord, manifest yourself to me. Manifest yourself to me. Manifest yourself to me. Appear to me. I don't know if this prayer is important to you. I don't know if you are passionate about this prayer. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I am willing to lend you. I am willing to lend you in the midst of everything going on in my life, in the midst of everything that surrounds my life, even in the midst of everyone in my life, in the midst of the people connected to my life. Oh Lord, appear to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, maybe you don't know that there are a lot of divine information stored in physical things, visible things on earth, a lot of divine information stored inside physical things on earth. Now, you wonder how witch doctors get information by smashing bones of animals on the ground. If you have if you have seen, I'm not saying you have consulted a witch doctor before, but if you happen to have seen how some witch doctor use bones of animals to consult the spirit world or to link to the spirit world, so they carry the bones, they smash it on the ground, and immediately they get some messages. Some, they use some beads or cowries or something, smash it on the ground to tell you that there are messages. So it is not about the bones. It is about that there are messages stored in visible elements. Or some of them will tell you, bring your hand. Some of those spiritualists, they tell you, bring your right hand, bring the palm of your hand. And then they look at your hand, and then they began to tell you some information about your life. Yeah. Now the point is there are divine information stored in physical things in this world, even in your body. There are divine information stored. Yeah, so that is why you don't need to look far to get God. God is in the midst of the things He created. You don't need to look far. You just need to be sensitive. God is speaking to you every hour. Every minute, God is speaking to you. The angels are trying to communicate to you. You are just looking elsewhere. You are just distracted. Everything around you contains divine messages, divine information. So you're going to pray. Only if God will open your eyes. And then you will realize how much you have been missing as a Christian. How much the kingdom of God is so close to you and you can't even see it. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, awaken my spirit man to accurately discern every divine message, every divine information you have stored in the things around me, in the situations around me, even in the physical things around me. Say, oh Lord, awaken my spirit man to accurately discern the divine messages, the divine information you have stored in every element around me, in everything in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Dashage hasu ziyamadaratala mashine diara deshlia nahasu ziyasu ziyalabawashta. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, open my eyes. Awaken the senses of my spirit. Awaken the senses of my spirit to discern divine information, divine messages you have stored in everything in my life. The divine messages you have stored in everything that surrounds me, in situations and events that surrounds me. Oh God of Israel, awaken the senses of my spirit. Thank you, Father. Awaken the senses of my spirit to get the signals. There are divine signals God is sending to you. Divine signals even the angels are sending to you, but you just cannot pick. You are too dead spiritually. You can't even pick any one of them. Say, Lord, awaken my spirit man. Awaken the senses of my spirit to begin to discern accurately the divine information, the divine signals, the divine messages you have stored, you have placed in everything in my life, in everyone in my life, in every situation that is happening in my life. Oh God of Israel, awaken the senses of my spirit. Awaken the senses of my spirit. Awaken the senses of my spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Almost every genuine man of God or genuine minister of God who is working in the realm of miracles, who is operating in the realm of miracles, will tell you that revelation is connected to miracles. Yeah, except that man of God, I mean, except those that have not maybe grown to that point, or those that is they are not from God, they are not using the power of God to work miracles. Yeah, but almost every man of God will tell you that there are revelations that leads to miracle. that most miracles are connected to divine revelations. Yeah, so when you see the revelation, you get the miracle. You don't see the revelation, you don't get the miracle. Yeah. Even those that have faith, their faith becomes powerful. I mean, even those who got miracles through faith, their faith became powerful when they got a revelation. Yeah, when they got a revelation, a divine revelation, then their faith becomes so powerful to make miracle appear. So that is why it is important that you pray these prayers seriously for yourself. It is important that you see. It is important that you see, that you get revelations. It is important because they are the key to miracles, to the realm of miracles. So you're going to pray again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, connect my spirit, soul, and body with the anointing that brings revelations, with the anointing that brings divine revelations. You're going to say, Father, connect my spirit, soul, and body with the anointing that brings divine revelations, with the anointing that reveals secrets, with the anointing that reveals mysteries, that explains mysteries, that unfolds mysteries. Oh Lord, connect me with that anointing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you think there is no solution to your problem, it's because you have not seen the revelation that will lead to the solution. Talk to God. Talk to God. Say, Father, connect me with the anointing that brings revelations from your throne. Connect me with the anointing that brings divine revelations from your throne. Connect my spirit, soul, and body with that anointing. I want to see revelations from you. I want to get revelations from you. I want to fight by revelations. I want to believe according to revelations. Connect me with the anointing that brings revelations from your throne. Connect me with the anointing that brings revelations from your throne. Connect me with the anointing that brings revelations from your throne. The anointing that explains mysteries. The anointing that unfolds mysteries. The anointing that will enable me to understand mysteries. Connect me with that anointing. I don't know if you're passionate about this prayer. Yeah, I can't force you to pray. But if you pray this prayer and God happens to answer it, your life can't remain the same again. Your life can't remain the same again. So Lord, connect me with the anointing that brings divine revelations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, reveal your truth to me. Yeah. Reveal your truth to me. And let confusion be far from me. Yeah. Say, Father, reveal your truths to me. The fullness of your truth. Reveal to me the fullness of your truth. And make confusion far from me. Your truth about everything. Your truth about all things. Lord, reveal to me. Make confusion far from me. Make confusion far from me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There is God's truth about everything in this world. About everything in this world. There is a truth from God about it. A truth from God about it. Say, Lord, reveal your truths to me. The fullness of your truths. And make confusion far from me. Make confusion far from my life. Make confusion far from my destiny. Reveal to me your truths. Reveal to me your truths. Reveal to me all your truths. All your truths. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. So if only you can know the truth behind your life, behind your suffering, and you can believe that truth, then you have won the battle. So Lord, reveal to me your truth. Reveal to me your truth. And make confusion far from my life. Make confusion far from my life. For every thought in your heart, I mean for every thought you think in your mind, there is a truth in God about them. Say, Lord, reveal your truth to me. So when you know the truth, you will know what to think in your mind and what not to think. Say, Lord, reveal your truth to me. And that is how you will not be confused. You will know what to believe and what not to believe. Because now you have been shown the truth. Say, Lord, reveal your truth to me. Your truth about life. There is a truth in God about life. There is a truth in God about everything happening in this world. There is a truth in God about your body, about how you should see your body, how you should perceive yourself. There is a truth in God about everything. Say, Lord, reveal your truth to me and make confusion far from my life. When you are perfect in the understanding of the truth, you will always be calm and peaceful and joyful. You will never be depressed. You will never be confused. It's not about somebody give you anything. It's not about any physical thing. It's just that you are perfect in the understanding of the truth. Talk to God. Some people, they are only happy when they have some physical gift. That is when they are happy. That is immature Christianity. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I want to be perfect in the understanding of your truth. Reveal all your truth to me. As I study the word of God, as I study your word, reveal all your truth to me. Your truth about everything. Reveal them to me. Reveal them to me. Make confusion far from my life. I pray for you. May you never be confused. In the name of Jesus. May you be perfect in the understanding of the truth. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. Yeah, the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. I'm going to read just verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Yeah, the writer is talking about Jesus here. It says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. It says, Jesus, being the brightness of God's glory and the express image of God's person, and then Jesus upholding all things by the word of his power. Upholding all things by the word of his power. Upholding all things by the word of his power. Yeah, so which means that he decides what remains and what should not remain, what stand and what should not stand, what move and what should not move, what live and what should not live, because he is upholding all things by the word of his power. He is upholding your life by the word of his power. He is upholding your spirit, your soul, your body by the word of his power. It is not your business to uphold your life. It is not your business to uphold anything in your life. It is his business, because it is him who upholds all things by the word of his power. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are the one upholding my life by the word of your power. Let let strength arise in me. Let strength arise in me. Let your strength arise in me. Let your strength arise in me. Let my weaknesses disappear. Let your strength arise in me. Let my weaknesses die. For I acknowledge that it is you who is upholding me, not myself. It is you who is holding me together, not my wisdom. It is you who is holding my life together, not my intelligence. Let strength arise in me. Thank you, Lord. Let weaknesses disappear. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that it is you who is holding my life together. It is you who is holding my body together, holding the cells of my body together, holding the organs of my body together. Dear Lord, from your right hand, let strength arise in me. For it is that hand you are using to hold me together. So from your hand, let strength arise in me. Let strength arise in me. I don't know if you're understanding this prayer point. Picture your life as though the hand of God is holding it. And then begin to say, oh Lord, from your hand, let strength arise. Let strength arise. Let strength arise. Let strength arise in me. Let strength arise in my life. Let weaknesses die. Let weaknesses die. Let weaknesses die. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Let weaknesses die. Let weaknesses die. I acknowledge, O God, that it is you who is holding my life together, holding my spirit together, holding my soul together, holding my body together. Therefore, let strength arise. Let strength arise in me. Thank you, Lord. Let weaknesses die. Do you believe? If you believe that the word of God is true, that this word is true, pray. So, Lord, let strength arise. Thank you, Lord. Let strength arise. Let strength arise. From your hands, let strength arise in me. Let my weaknesses die forever. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. This prayer will not work for those who think they are the ones holding their lives together. This prayer will not work for you if you think it is by your wisdom and by your intelligence that your life is standing and succeeding and moving forward. Don't bother to pray this prayer. If you think that you are the one holding your life together, don't pray this prayer. But if you know and acknowledge that it is Him upholding your life, as it is written, that is upholding all things by the word of his power. If you acknowledge that, then this prayer will work in your life. You're going to pray again. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that it is you upholding my life. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that it is you holding my life together by the word of your power. Therefore, let only the thing you approve stay in my life. Let only the things you approve, only the things you approve, survive in my life. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Oh Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that it is you holding the cells of my body together. I acknowledge that it is you holding the fragments of my soul together. I acknowledge that it is you holding my spirit together. I acknowledge that it is you holding everything going on in my life together. Therefore, let only the things you approve remain in my life. Continue to pray like that. Let only the things you approve remain in my life. Remain in my calling. Remain in my destiny. Remain in my ministry. Remain in my career. In my finances. In my business. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another translation says, he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. He sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. So which means everything must obey his command. Whether they likes it or not, whether they agree or not, everything must obey his command. And there is God's command concerning your life. For your life and destiny has been decreed even before you were born into this world. There is God's command. There is God's will. There is God's plan for your life. Even before you were born into this world. So everything must obey his command. Everything must obey his command. You're going to pray. So his mighty hand ensures that everything obeys his command. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, make everything in my life, make everything in this world, everything in the universe, everything on the surface of the earth, obey your command for my life. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, make everything in this earth, everything in the universe, everything going on in my life, obey your command for my life. Obey your command for my destiny. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, make everything. Make everything. Make everything. Make everything in the whole earth. Everyone on the surface of the earth to obey your command for my life. To obey your command for my destiny. To obey your command for my calling. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Make everything. Make everything you created. Obey your command for my life. Make everything you created. Obey your command for my life. Make everything you have created. Obey your command for my life. Obey your decree for my life. Obey your will for my life. In the name of Jesus, make everything, every person you created, obey your command for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. In a place, the Bible also said that wherever the word of the king is, there is power. Wherever the word of the king is, there is power. So, which means that everything obeys his word. Yeah, everything obeys his word. Everything. Yeah. Have you thought of that before? That everything obeys his word. Sicknesses obey his word. Diseases obey his word. Demons obey his word. Everything. Pains obey his word. Everything obey his word. Because when they see his word, they see power. They see dominion. They get the understanding that we have to surrender. That we have to surrender. Yeah, it's just like when a king writes a letter and then he put the royal seal on the letter in the ancient times. Anywhere that letter reach in the ancient times, it is as though the king is there. When a king writes a letter, he writes a decree, and then he puts the royal seal of his kingdom on it. Anywhere that kingdom covers, anywhere you take that letter to, They will literally bow before they collect the letter. As long as they see the royal seal of the kingdom on it. So that is what it means when the Bible says that wherever the word of a king is, there is power. So everything must obey his word. And mind you, the kingdom of God prevails over all. Whether it's in the heavens, whether it's on the earth, whether that realm is in the heavens, or on the earth, or under the earth. So all of them must obey his word. They must. Because his word is power. Yeah. So let me ask you a question. Do you still believe the word of God? So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, my faith is in your word. My confidence is in your word. My trust is in your word. Let me reap the wonders of your word. Let me begin to reap the wonders of your word. The wonders of your word. The victories of your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray it if you really believe in the word of God. Say, Father, my faith is in your word. Is in your word. My confidence is in your word. My trust is in your word. Let me begin to reap the wonders of your word. The victories of your word. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Hashine ge hasu siela bashina. Dishihakada garadia. The Lord, let me begin to reap the wonders of your word. The miracles of your word. The blessings of your word. Thank you, Lord. The victories of your word. Thank you, Father. Let me begin to reap them. Let me begin to reap them. Make me begin to reap them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Do you believe? Do you also believe that there is a word of God that deals with the limitations in your life presently? Do you agree with me that there is a word of God that deals with the troubles, the problems, the afflictions in your life presently? Do you believe? If you believe, you are going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, send your word into my life that will destroy the foundations of wickedness prevailing in my life and destiny. You're going to say, Father, send your word into my life that will destroy the root of failures and limitations prevailing in my life and destiny. So Lord, send your word into my life. Send your word into my life. Begin to pray like that. Yes. Send your word. Send your word. Send your word. Send your word. Gejete haram di halashi sarada. Mashed ekati shilada. Send your word now. Thank you, Lord. Send your word into my life. Send your word into my life to destroy the foundations of oppressions, the foundations of afflictions, the roots of darkness, the roots of failures, the roots of sicknesses, diseases, troubles, problems, the root of deception prevailing in my life. Send your word to destroy them. Thank you, Father. Send your word to me. So Lord, send your word to me. 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 There is just one word that will destroy those things in your life. Just one word. Just one word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, maybe you're wondering, how does God send words? How does God send words? There are a lot of ways He sends His words. Yeah, you know that His word is in the scriptures. Yeah, in fact, His word inspired the Bible. And not only that, even His word is in you. You know, I said that He upholds all things. He is upholding all things with the word of His power. Even His word inside you. Yeah, because His word created you. In John chapter 1, it is written that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and God was word. And He said the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. So the word made all things. So His word is in you. Just an understanding. You might just wake up in the morning, and then you just get an understanding that is divine. And that is it. And you just follow that understanding, and then your life changes forever. Yeah. Yeah, I might be speaking like this, and through what I'm saying, God is sending a word to you. And you know that what this person just said is a word from God to me. So there are diverse ways He sends His word. He can just remind you of something He has taught you some time ago, and He wants you to act on that thing. Now, like immediately, act on this. And once you act on it, you get victory. It can just lead you to a specific place in the Bible. Yeah. Or as you are studying the Bible, somewhere in the Bible just appear to you. I mean, just stand out to you. Yeah. So diverse ways he sends his word. Diverse ways. So you're going to pray like this. Yeah, you have to be doing the right thing that will make the word of God to locate you. If you read some place in the Bible, you will see statements like, and the word of the Lord came to Samuel, and the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, and the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel. Yeah. So the word of God is a spirit. Yeah, it is spirit and it is a living thing. Is alive and is a spirit. Is a being on its own. Yeah, so you must be doing something that will make that his word to come to you. So you're going to pray. So I don't know what you have to do at this, you know, at this time or in this season that will make his word come to you. I don't know. But you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me do things that will open up my life to receive a word from you. Yeah. Or you say, Father, put me in the environment where your word will locate me, where your word will come to me. Put me in the spiritual environment, in the right spiritual environment, where your word will locate me. Make me to do the things I need to do for your word to locate me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, make me do the things that will open up my life for your word to locate me. In the name of Jesus, make me do the right things at the right time for your word to locate me. In the name of Jesus, when I need to be worshiping and praising you, make me to do that so that your word can locate me. When I need to be praying in the spirit, make me do that for your word to locate me. When I need to be studying and meditating on your word, make me do that for your word to locate me. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Every spiritual exercise that I need to do, Lord, for your word to locate my life and change my life, Lord, make me do them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I pray for you that you will be found doing the things that will open up your life to receive the word that will change your life from God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you will not stop doing that thing that will make the word of God locate you at this time. I pray for you that you will not stop in Jesus' name. Even when you are feeling tired and you want to stop, I pray for you again that you will not stop. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, let's look at the scripture again. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, upholding all things by the word of his power, who being the brightness of his glory. Jesus is the brightness of his glory. And then Jesus is the one upholding all things by the word of his power. So you're going to pray. So which means that Jesus can be glorified in your life. Jesus is in the midst of everything in your life. And he wants to be glorified in the midst of those things. He's in the midst of everything, and he wants to be glorified in the midst of those things. Yeah, he wants to be glorified. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are in the midst of my life. I acknowledge that you are holding my life together. Therefore, glorify yourself from the midst of everything in my life. Glorify yourself from the midst of everything in my life. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge your presence, your power in the midst of everything in my life. I acknowledge your presence and power in the midst of everything in my life. Oh Lord, glorify yourself from the midst of everything in my life. Glorify yourself from the midst of everything in my life. In the name of Jesus. Even from the midst of the little things in my life, glorify yourself. From the midst of every fragment of my life, glorify yourself. Glorify yourself. Glorify yourself. In the name of Jesus. Glorify yourself. In the name of Jesus. Glorify yourself. In the name of Jesus, from the midst of everything in my life, glorify yourself, Jesus, for your presence is there. Your power is there. Your presence is there. Your power is there. Your word is there. Your word, your presence, your power is in the midst of everything in my life. Therefore, glorify yourself from the midst of everything in my life. Glorify yourself, Lord Jesus. Glorify yourself, Lord Jesus. Glorify yourself, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know that there will always be fragments or elements of the raw of the raw material in the finished product. Yeah, like the raw material that is being used to produce something. After nothing is being produced, you will always find elements of that raw material in the finished product. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Let's say they use iron or steel to create something. After that thing is being created, you will still find iron in that thing. Since iron is the raw material that was used. So it's just like when you plant a seed, so that seed can produce a crop. After that crop have grown, you will still find that seed inside. Yeah, isn't it? So the same thing, if it is the word of God that creates you, then the word of God is in you. Yeah, but it's a mystery. Yeah, because when we talk about the word of God, you think is limited to Genesis to Revelation chapters and verses. We're talking about something deeper than that. Yeah. So if the word of God creates all things, then the word of God is in all things. Yeah. There is always fragments or elements of the raw material in the finished product. Yeah, so meaning that Jesus is inherent. His power is DNA, his code, is inside everything he created. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your hand, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, unlock to me the mysteries I will have to do it now. You're going to say, Father, unlock to me the mysteries of you and your kingdom in my creation. Yeah, there is a mystery of God in your creation. There is something about you that is unique to you. There is something about you that you need to know. Something about you that was hidden in you when you were created that you don't know. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, unlock unto me the mysteries of you and your kingdom in my creation. the mystery of your will, the mysteries of your personality, the mysteries of your kingdom that you have placed in me from the time I was created. Oh Lord, unlock it to me, reveal it to me in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Your mysteries that is in me that I need to understand. Your mysteries that is in me that I need to know. Your mysteries that you have kept in me from creation, even before the earth was created. Oh Lord, reveal them to me. Reveal them to me. The mysteries of your personality, the mysteries of your nature, the mysteries of your glory, the mysteries of your kingdom, the mysteries of your purpose for my life. Lord Jesus, reveal them to me. In the name of Jesus, your mysteries that are locked up inside of me, locked up inside my spirit, locked up inside my soul, locked up inside my body, from the day I came into this world. Oh Lord, reveal it to me. Unlock them to me. Unlock them to me. Unlock them to me. The mysteries of the kingdom of God that has been locked up in me since the day of my creation. Thank you, Lord. Even while I was forming in my mother's womb, oh Lord, unlock them to me now. In the name of Jesus, unlock them to me. Who I really am in you, unlock them to me. What you perceive me to be, what you know me to be, unlock them to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, let's move to Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Yeah, I'm going to read verse 16, verse 17. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 17. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Verse 17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Very powerful scripture. Yeah, we have five more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. It says, for by him were all things created. By Jesus were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, you created all things. Make the make how will I put it now? Okay, you can put it this way. Make my success happen easily. Yeah, make my progress happen easily. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, you created all things. You created all things. Therefore, only you can make my success happen easily. Only you can make my victory happen easily. So you're going to say, Lord, make my success, progress, victories happen easily. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. For everything that that you need to be successful, was created by Jesus. Everything that will give you success, progress, victories were created by Jesus. So only Him can make those things happen in your life so easily. So Lord Jesus, you created all things. You created all things. You created all things, including demons, including Satan, including principalities. Jesus created them. I don't know if you have ever thought of that. That Jesus created even Satan, even principalities, even demons. So Lord, you created all things. Thank you, Lord. You created all things. Make my success happen easily. Make my progress happen easily. Make my healing happen easily. Make my deliverance happen easily. Everything on your road to success, deliverance, breakthroughs, Jesus created all of them. Everything, including currencies that we spend, Jesus created everything. So Lord Jesus, make success happen easily in my life. Make my success happen easily. Make my elevation, my growth, spiritual growth, financial growth, career growth, business growth, make my growth happen easily. Spiritual growth, make my success happen easily. Make my healing happen easily. Make my deliverance happen easily. Make my helps come easily. Make my elevation, riches, wealth come easily. Because you created all things. You created all things. You created all things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. Yeah, it says visible and invisible. He created all things, visible and invisible. So you are going to pray. So if there is a blessing in your life that is still invisible, Jesus can make it visible. But it is possible that there is a blessing in your life, but it is currently invisible. Jesus can make it visible. He can make it visible. If his promises for your life, which is yes and amen, which his promises is sure and certain, if his promises are still invisible in your life, Jesus can make them visible, because he created all things, both visible and invisible. So he just needs to push them to the realm of the visible from the invisible. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, make every of my blessing that is in the invisible realm appear in the visible realm right now. Yeah, whether it's your healing miracle, whether it's your deliverance miracle, pray. So, Lord Jesus, make every of my blessing in the invisible realms appear in the visible realm right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jishana getis hashanada galigliharani shisoragasha natanjina narabala sinashda megrijisa nentiala tijinadaba masuzijiwalandeta gigide jina kadrijinia sana nashitanga geasijimalanda. Lord Jesus, make visible every of my blessing that is invisible. Every of my blessing that is currently, presently invisible. Lord Jesus, make them visible. Make them visible. Thank you, Lord. Let them begin to appear physically in my life, in my environment, now, in the name of Jesus. Every of my blessing in the realm of the invisible, now, let them appear in the visible realm, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For you created all things. Thank you, Lord. Make them visible. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. Yeah. The same way Jesus can make invisible things visible, in the same way he can make visible things become invisible. Yeah. Because in his own realm, there is nothing like visible and invisible. In the realm of God, everything is plain and open. Yeah, there is no visible, there is no invisible. It is here that there is visible and invisible. Right there is no visible, there is no invisible. Everything is visible. So he's seeing everything. To him, all things are visible. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, make everything that is against, okay, you can put it this way, make everything appearing in my life that is against your will and purposes for my life disappear right now. Yeah, they can disappear. Even if that thing is physical, is something you can literally touch and feel, in as much as it is against the will of God for your life, like as I'm talking right now, or as you'll be praying that prayer point, it can just disappear. Yeah, that is how it can, you know, that is what Jesus can do. It can just disappear. So it doesn't matter how visible it is to you. It can just disappear. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, everything appearing in my life that is against your will and purposes for my life and destiny, make them disappear now. For you created all things. Make them disappear. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Whatever is appearing in my body system or on my body, do you believe? Pray. So whatever is appearing on my body, in my body, that should not be there, Lord Jesus, make them disappear. Do you really believe? Pray, make them disappear now. Do you still believe? Because I feel like some of you, your faith is so low. Your faith is so weak. Pray. Thank you, Lord. The fact that it is visible to you doesn't mean it is real. And doesn't mean it cannot live. It is nothing for God to remove. Talk to God. Whether it's a problem, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a swelling, whether it's a growth, whatever it is, say, Lord, make it disappear. Make it disappear. Make it disappear. I don't know if you believe. The power of God is so strong to make it disappear right now, even right now as I'm talking. But do you believe? Do you really believe? Make it disappear, Lord. In the name of Jesus, everything appearing in my life that is contrary to your will for my life, Lord, make it disappear now. In the name of Jesus. Gishana keasisarashida da. Mashina na dijlia. Tizia gashina na galashida. Make it disappear. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. Still in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, let the fire of God locate every altar of darkness, whether visible or invisible, troubling, hindering the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Let the fire of God locate them with destruction. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, let the fire of God locate altars of darkness, whether visible or invisible, delaying the manifestation of my blessings and progress and victories. Let the fire of God locate them with destruction. Right now, in the name of Jesus, fire of God, locate them with destructions. Locate them with destructions. Invisible altars. Altars of darkness inside the air. Altars of darkness in the oceans, in the seas, in the rivers. Altars of darkness underneath the earth, in the grave, affecting the rising of my life and destiny into success and glory and victory. Fire of God, locate them with destruction. Fire of God, locate them now with destruction. Locate them with destruction. Locate them with destruction. Locate them with destruction. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Locate every altar, visible and invisible, hindering the success of my life, opposing the success of my destiny. Locate them with destruction now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, fire of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah. It went further to say that thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, yeah, all of, those four, those four words are representing every realm that is controlling the affairs in the world. All the affairs in the world are being controlled by thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers. All their fears among men, in anywhere in the world, in any organization, government system, any sector, any platform, they are being controlled by those things, those elements mentioned there. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, let your mighty hand begin to trouble thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers sitting over the affairs of my life and destiny. Let your power begin to trouble them until they lose their holds over my life, until they lose their control over my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Let your mighty hand, Lord Jesus, begin to trouble thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, sitting over the affairs of my life, until they lose their holds over my life, until they lose their control over my life, in the name of Jesus. Take it. I'm taking it again. We're going to say, Lord Jesus, let your mighty hand begin to trouble thrones of darkness, dominions of darkness, principalities of darkness, powers of darkness, sitting upon the affairs of my life, until they lose their control and hold over my life and destiny. Let your mighty hand begin to trouble them. Let your mighty hand begin to attack them. In the name of Jesus. Pray like that. Dashiga habi habi bala. Jishanesa se gashanena talaga. Dehedishishara shilaladiya. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now, the last prayer point. It says, all things were created by Him and for Him. All things were created by Him and for Him. Yeah. So, have you ever thought of it this way? That my life, my essence, my being, everything in my life is created or was created by Him and for Him. Yeah, you know, the Bible says that no man can receive a thing except it is given him from above. Even the things you achieved and attained when you did not even know God at all, when you were not born again at all. Have you ever thought of it this way, that I was able to achieve them because God wanted me to achieve them? Yeah. For no man can receive a thing except it is given him from above. So, which means everything you are, everything you wear, everything you have, everything you will be, were given to you from above. And everything is for Him. Yeah, He said all things were created by Him and for Him. So whether you acknowledge it or not, everything is for Him. Everything was created for Him. Yeah. Including your life. So you are going to pray. Yeah. I believe in a Christianity that has completely surrendered everything to Jesus. Not that you are just saying it with your mouth, that you have surrendered all to Jesus. And then you are still holding many things back from Jesus. Yeah, I believe in a Christianity that I've handed over all things to Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that my life is for You. All that I have is for You. All that I have is for You. Then you will say, help me, Lord, to do this for You. Because many Christians, they just say, I surrender all to Jesus, but they are not doing it for You. Within them, they are surrendered nothing. I tell you the truth, nothing. So maybe 2%, yeah, of their life. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that my life is for You. All that I have is for You. All that I will have is for You. Help me to live this life. Help me to live my life this way. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Pray sincerely. So help me to live my life this way, practically. Help me to live a life that I've handed over all to You. If you are, when you have handed over all to Him, you won't have your own ambition anymore. You won't have your own desires and pleasures anymore. Yeah. You will follow His own desires and pleasures. Say, Lord Jesus, help me to live my life this way. I acknowledge that my entire life is for You. I am here in the earth to live for You. Help me to practically live my life this way. A life that is completely surrendered unto You. Help me to stop deceiving myself. Help me, Lord, to stop deceiving myself. Some we say, I have surrendered all, and then in their dressing, they deny Jesus in the way they dress. But they say they have surrendered all. In their thoughts, they deny Jesus. And yet they say they have surrendered all. Even with their money, they deny Jesus. And then they say they have surrendered all. That is hypocrisy. Ask God to help you. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for showing us so much during the course of this prayer. Thank you for leading us to pray in this manner. Thank you, Father. And thank you, Lord, because you, who has led us to pray in this manner, will also answer our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, your people have sought your face. Your people have called on you. I ask, oh God, that you give unto everyone the blessings that their lives need at this time. Lord, release upon everyone now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that in your life, the glory of God shall be revealed. In your situations, the glory of God shall be revealed. Concerning your health, the glory of God shall be revealed. The hand of God shall enforce the will of God to prevail in your life. In the name of Jesus, the gates of hell shall fail in your life. In the name of Jesus, and you shall be victorious. You shall celebrate God's greatness in this season. Within few days from now, you shall celebrate God's greatness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.